going to do it for us here at Solar Grooves. It is exactly 12 o'clock. You are listening to KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, listener-supported Radio Pacifica here in Houston, Texas. And we'll be back next week, 9 to midnight, as always. I'm going to be in the mix next week. We're going to have a regular good old show for you. So make sure you hit us up on the website, solargrooves.com, solargrooves.com. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you next week. On behalf of everybody up here, hope you enjoyed the show. And keep it locked to KPFT. Solar Grooves out of here.
Tuned into After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, right here on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, dialogue, and music geared for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people and their friends. Here at After Hours, we may be diverse, but we have one thing in common. We are all out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of their closets. That means standing up for yourself, taking responsibility for your own life, and being proud of who you are. Realistically, we know not everyone can do that because of age, job, or frame of mind. That's okay. We're here for you too. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's edition of After Hours. Thank you.
Hello, Houston and College Station and the world, and welcome to the November 8th edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be your producer for the evening. And we have a really packed show. In fact, it's so packed that we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants as far as the scheduling goes. I know the first segment on the second Saturday is the transgender. It seems as though that Francisco Sanchez, who does the Hispanic segment, the second one, is out with the flu. So we're going to trade. We're going to have the transgender segment on the second segment, starting at about 1:35, right after Dean Becker calls in with this week's edition of Cultural Baggage. But we've got a whole lot of stuff going in the first half, and I've got Montrose Counseling Center here. I've got the Imperial Court of Houston, Space City Empire here, and they're going to be talking about. Actually, it's the Colts, the Colt 45s. I mean, all the people out there are members of both groups. So
that's convenient.
That's convenient. So the Colts are here to talk about the big fundraiser tomorrow night, which is Fall Harvest. They'll be on after Montrose Counseling Center. And then J.D. Doyle is here with us. J.D., you want to introduce singer we're going to have?
We're going to have a special guest from New York. Her name is Jeannie Young. She's kind of a punk girl singer, and she is talented.
She is very talented. She's very Ani DiFranco.
Yeah, kind of. Does her own stuff. She writes plays. She's into a lot of different things.
Yeah, she is. She was on
Wednesday afternoon,
and I've just really got an earful of this very, very talented woman.
A lot of music you can't play in the daytime, but we can play.
We can play it, and JD's got it for us. So, we'll be doing that right after the Colt 45s. And I got to give somebody my keys because they have to move my car. Okay, there we go.
Priorities.
Before I have to do this opening here, talking about After Hours and KPFT.
Who'd we hear first on the music, though?
Oh, the music. Of course, Jay Spears, from his album Boy Howdy. And did he ever get like the nth degree of praise this week?
Oh, wow. Indeed, he did.
From Tom Robinson.
Tom sends out an email to lots and lots of people, and I'm on his list. And he mentioned he thinks so highly of that CD that he said anybody that buys a CD through his site, if they don't like it, he will refund their money.
I've been telling everyone this is a terrific, terrific album. Jay Spears, Boy Howdy. And where can I get that?
You know, for one of our icons in England to make a statement like that.
Yes, yes.
You couldn't want anything better.
That's not kidding. www.jayspears, jspears.com. Yes, everything on that's good. So you're listening to After Hours right here on KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. And 89.5 in Galveston. You can write us at 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, 77006, or give us a call right now, 713-526-5738. And don't forget, every Monday night from 8 until 10 is Queer Voices with Jack and Joan and JD and Glenn.
And Glenn.
And you have a special segment on the fourth Monday.
The fourth Monday is Queer Music Heritage. It's on the 24th this month, and I am doing a special feature on queer glam glitter punk music.
Woo-hoo!
With an interview with Jane County.
The Jane County, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jane County used to way back when in the Warhol group.
Yeah, in the late 70s, she was in with the Andy Warhol scene, and she was in definitely in the punk scene in New York. She was very influential. She was one of the first transgendered artists to get herself out there.
That's right. That's right. Back in those days, it was Wayne County.
Uh-huh.
Now it's Jane.
She had a nose job, yeah.
Now she had more than that. I'm telling you, much more than that. Yes, yes, yes. But let's get to our first guests of the evening. visiting Deb Murphy and Sally Huffer from Montrose Counseling Center.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
What's up with you this week?
With us this week?
I'm seeing something here about Texas students gather for first Houston Safe School Summit.
Yes, next Saturday.
Which would be November 15th.
Yes.
GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Educators Network, is having four regional Safer School Summits. They chose Houston to be their southern region.
Wow.
And No Hate, which is a program of Houston GLBT Community Center, and Hatch, a program of Montrose Counseling Center, are working together to bring this summit to town. PFLAG's going to give us a hand with reception.
Ah, good. Good. But this came up kind of suddenly, didn't it? I just heard about it just about a week ago.
We've been planning this for a little bit. This is kind of close on the heels of the GSA workshop we just did, but we want to give people a chance to build on those skills and get some new skills together.
What's going to happen in this?
Okay, students and their adult allies will be able to attend a series of workshops teaching specific skills, how to do a teacher training about GLBT issues in your school, how to mark the day of silence in your schools, how to conduct a school climate survey. We'll be teaching them the skills for specific tasks that they can use to strengthen their GSAs.
That's very good, because I know that there's been a lot of controversy on the day of silence and how people, how they handle it and how school administrators look at it.
Yes, there has been. And we want to help students who want to do this to do it in such a way that they'll be successful.
Yes. Yes. So when is it?
It's next Saturday.
And time?
It starts at 9:30 in the morning and it goes all day until about 4:30. But one of the great things about this, and it's the first summit, we're hoping that we'll be able to invite GLSEN back year after year after year.
Yes, you bet.
And one of the reasons why we're so excited is because the GSA workshop that we held back in September was so well attended and there was so much enthusiasm, and we weren't able to accommodate as many people as wanted to attend.
So you're kidding.
Oh, no. We had 40 to 50 people attend. And so we are hoping next Saturday that we'll have the same level of interest. Mm-hmm. And GLSEN has decided to underwrite the whole thing. That includes all of the lunches for people, all of the materials. They'll be bringing all of that.
Wow.
And so it's an all-day event from 9:30 to 4:30, and it's going to be held at Resurrection MCC Church.
Mm-hmm. In the
Heights. I have their address.
Yes,
I can give
please.
It to you. It's 2025 West 11th Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's right at 11th and TC Jester
yes,
in the
it
Heights.
Is. Yeah, it's, and they've just finished the sanctuary. I was there a couple of weeks ago for the Houston Pride Band concert, and it's lovely. It's so 50s in there.
It's been a long time coming.
Yes, it has been. So who would want to do this?
Students who are involved with the GSA, students who want to be involved with the GSA, their adult allies would be the people who would be interested in this. Again, we're providing all the take-home resource materials at no charge to the participants. And because we've gone to a larger venue, last time we had to shut down registration. This time we don't think that's going to be a problem.
Good.
We should be able to accommodate anyone who wants to sign up.
Okay, and do they call the Montrose Counseling Center or
something? If someone wants to attend the workshop, they can call me at the Hatch line, 713-529-3590, or email me at info@hatchyouth.org, or go to the website www.hatchyouth.org and click on the link to the email.
Who's going to be facilitating this?
It's going to be facilitated by people from GLSEN in New York, Michael Duvall with No Hate, and myself.
Ah, okay. Well, I know your reputation, at least.
I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
That's very good. That's very. Are you kidding? I mean, you're very methodical.
Thank you.
And well, and I think that one of the wonderful things about this is that even if somebody, I mean, if somebody is in a school right now and they don't feel safe, we still want them to come to this summit, even if, you know, putting together a GSA is not something that they're ready to do or ready to take on at their school. We want them to still come to the summit and know that there are other people in their schools, other allies, etc., So this is targeting all gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth, whether or not they're comfortable to be out at their school, whether or not they're ready to start a GSA. If they already have one at their school, that's great. We'd love to, you know, provide them with more information to strengthen that GSA.
But just to let them know what could happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, what could be in their school.
Exactly. So I just wanted to be sure to mention that, you know, anybody that's out there that that's in a school, you know, we've sent information about this to all of the principals in HISD. We sent it to all of the counselors. We've sent it just, you know, as many connections through HISD that we could find. And certainly it's not limited to people just in HISD. Other people in other school districts are welcome to come well.
Yeah.
The only thing that we ask is that they do call to register. It is free for everybody to attend, but we do need to have a head count so that we know how many materials we need to provide.
Sure.
And we need to make plans for lunch.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And you register by calling your number at 713-529-3590, which is the Hatch line.
That's right.
Yes.
And I would point out that it's never too soon to start networking.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So even if you don't feel safe at your school, you can hook up with people who do. You can get a different perspective. You can move on from there.
And you know, a lot of youth are listening right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and it's also great because there will be people there from No Hate, which is the Network of Houston Area Tolerance Education. There will be people there from No Hate. There'll be people there from Hatch. There will be people there, you know, from PFLAG. So they'll find allies in all sorts of venues, and maybe if they're not comfortable being out, if they're not familiar with these other organizations, they can hook up with people and find out more about what's going on in those different organizations.
That's a terrific idea, yeah. I'm glad you're doing this.
We're very excited about this.
Yeah. How did Houston get picked?
Our GSA workshop was so successful. GLSEN had allowed us to use their materials for our GSA workshop. We had talked with them about how the workshop went. They were very excited. They came to see us, and we decided to do it here.
Great. That's great.
Right. And if anybody needs more information about this, they can call us at Montrose Counseling Center, and I'd be happy to give them more information if they have other ways that we can distribute this information. As I say, we already sent the information to HISD, but if there's other outlets, if people want me to send them an email, give me a call at Montrose Counseling Center. That number's 713-529-0037. Ask for Sally Huffer, and I will get an email address, and I can send the information out to whoever wants more information about this event.
And I know you'll do that, too.
Oh, absolutely. I want this information out there.
Yeah, the more people, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
We can't have too many people.
Great. Well, thank you for being here. You have anything else to add?
No, but thank you for having us.
You bet.
Thank you.
It's always a thrill to have Montrose Counseling Center come, and you know, because there's so many things going on over there. I can't keep up with it all. You've got so many different groups and classes going on all the time. It's really difficult to keep up.
Well, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a display of paper panels that people have contributed, and it's going to be our version of Montrose Counseling Center. It's going to be up through the month of the latter part of November through World AIDS Day, and then the first couple of weeks of December. So we're excited about having something this year to commemorate World AIDS Day.
Yes. Very nice. Okay.
One last thing, Jim.
Sure.
Although the workshop starts at 9:30, it'd be nice if people could arrive at 9 o'clock, have a little bit of breakfast, because we are providing breakfast, get themselves registered, get their materials, get settled, so we can start right at 9:30, because the day is going to be jam-packed with good stuff.
Good. Okay, 9 to whenever.
Basically, but we're hoping to end up about 4:30.
nine till you finish, and that's great. And of course, that's located at 2025 West 11th Street. That's the RMCC Church, and you register by calling 529-3590, or even the Montrose Counseling Center at 713-529-0037.
Or by emailing me at info@hatchyouth.org.
That'll work. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Take care. We're going to have a little piece of music by my good friend Mark Weigel from his fabulous new CD called Different and the Same. And I just love the way he does this song. It's called What I Like About You. You're listening to it on After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston and 89.5. Mark Weigel with What I Like About You, and he is naked on that cover. Yes, he is.
Is he?
He certainly is. Not a stitch on that boy.
And ain't bad. It's called Easy on the Eyes.
Different and the Same. Yes, yes, I'll be playing more of that. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, and if you're down in Galveston way, that's 89.5. Now I have the Colt 45s with me tonight. And oh my, what a crew. We're all fresh from ICOH Space City Empire function. And I'm sure you all had to leave early for that.
Yes, we did.
Yes, sorry.
No, that's okay.
It was okay. We'd rather be here.
It's a wonderful function going on, cotillion.
Yes, it was.
And, right?
And it certainly defined the word chaos. But it was a whole lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
A whole lot of fun.
Jewelries.
Yeah, you did. You got special jewelries, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well. So now, tonight you're representing the Colt 45s, though.
Right.
So why don't we talk about the Colt 45s, basically, and what the Colt 45s do.
Okay, Gerald, why don't you go?
No, everybody's looking at me.
I know.
I second that motion.
I love it.
Well, he's the president. We have to make him talk.
Yes. So who all do we have here first?
Like we can
well,
stop
first
him
we
from
have
talking.
Rose Smith, who's the chairman of AIDS Trouble Fund.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
We have Jim Boken, who is our vice president.
Howdy. Yay.
We have Stephen Bunch, who is a very, very new member.
Yay.
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 But we're learning very well from Mr. Stephen. And then there's me.
And then there's you, Gerald McNeil, who's the president.
Mr. Yeah, everything.
How long have you been president of this group?
4 years.
I was wondering, it just seemed like ever since I've known you, you've been president
term
of the Gulf War.
Term limits, term limits.
Four more years.
Shut up.
You know, we have to work on these people. Jimmy, help me.
The Gulf 45s has one of the best reputations in town because of the work that they do for people with AIDS.
We're very proud of what we've done. This is starting our 28th year.
Can you talk about all the different funds that you have and what you do for people?
Yes. We have the AIDS Trouble Fund, which provides rental assistance and
utilities
assistance for people with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Stone Soup Fund, which provides food for the Stone Soup program.
Yes.
And I just want to say recently the federal grant money for AIDS Foundation Houston changed. So Mike Miswall, who is the CEO of AIDS Foundation,
mm-hmm.
spoke with the Colts, and they had to change some of the criteria for the Stone Soup Fund.
Ooh, what? Good or bad?
Well, it's very good.
Oh.
It's changed to the point where there's really not a Stone Soup food pantry.
What is it?
The members of that go to Stone Soup can go once a month,
mm-hmm.
and they get a food voucher from Kroger's.
Oh,
so they can actually go to Kroger's and get their.
But they also get groceries as well when they go on that one
right.
time visit.
Exactly,
from the pantry.
So they.
Wait a minute, I'm confused.
They get both the voucher and they get the groceries there at the pantry there.
Right.
But they can only go once a month now, as opposed to before, they used to be able to go twice a month.
Oh.
Non-perishables from Stone Soup.
So Stone Soup still holds non-perishable foods?
Yes, as well as right. frozen meats and fresh vegetables.
Okay. And so the vouchers... No,
they don't?
Actually, they don't.
What
it changed to was that they get all their perishable items from Kroger.
Okay. So
but non-perishables they get from Houston Food Bank.
Right.
Exactly. Oh. Okay.
So we had to change because of the funding from federal grants.
Yes.
It's not, the funds are not coming in anymore.
Oh.
They're just not.
So they had to change. We still collecting cans of food for Stone Soup anymore?
Well, if you do, it's for the food bank.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to do money, it'll go to AFH and they provide the vouchers for those.
Okay.
And for those folks that need it.
Does Colts provide anything?
The Colt 45s. Over the last 2 years, have provided over $21,000 a year
mm-hmm.
in funding for the Stone Soup Food Program.
Yes.
We're still going to do that, providing we get the assistance from the community.
Okay.
Because we don't get federal grants.
No, I know that.
So our money comes from a dollar here, a dollar there. And as long as we can do that, we'll still provide it to AFH,
mm-hmm.
and they'll provide the vouchers.
Oh, okay. That's how it works.
So
it's a voucher system. Okay.
Right.
But AFA still needs your money because they have to buy the food from Houston Food Bank.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
So speaking of a dollar here, a dollar there, so there's something going on tomorrow night.
Yes. And
now that you mention it.
Our chairman of every year in November, we have the Fall Harvest
celebration.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
fundraiser.
It's for Stone Soup and Rose Smith. Is our chairman of Stone Soup, so...
That would be me.
Go for it, Carol.
Tell us all about it, Rose.
Tomorrow, 6 o'clock at the BRB, Gregory Evans has agreed to provide food for us.
Fabulous.
Right,
yeah.
8 o'clock, we're having a show.
Mm-hmm.
We've invited several community leaders in fundraising and just absolute fabulous talent We're having
a real all-star lineup this time.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, come on. Name some names.
Okay, let's start with Gingivitis.
Oh, yeah.
Earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
Cliff Coker singing live. Sean Carter singing live. Miss Camp America is going to be there.
Selena?
Yes, Miss Selena.
Very good.
And she's going to have the boys with her as her backup.
Pat Petty?
Now, that sounds like
I don't know about Pat Petty. She's still up in the air. I don't know.
Pat, don't be up in the air. I'm going to let you down, girl.
Dennis DeVille and Cheyenne.
Of course.
Of course. Oh, gosh. So many, I can't remember. The Lone Star Boys of Leather with a special request.
Ooh, wow. That could be scary.
Depends but it on should be a really fun show.
It's going to be an excellent show. The show kicks off at 8 o'clock sharp. Right, Gerald?
8 o'clock sharp at the BRB and ends at 10 o'clock sharp.
But don't miss the free food at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
At 6 o'clock,
that's
we're having a silent auction.
Ah, silent auction. What kind of things do we have?
We're having a program called, a little thing called Put Your Best Foot Forward, where some of the people in the community are decorating shoes that we're going to put on it as a silent auction. We also have some stuff from I.W. Marks, from Foley's, that we will be doing a live auction.
Oh, that's nice.
Lots of fun, lots of mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
More mayhem than anything else.
we're heavy on the mayhem.
So food and silent auction and regular auction and show. Boy, that's a packed evening.
We're asking a $5 donation at the door if you can.
Sure.
And you know, if you can throw more, we could sure use the help.
That's right. This is all going for people with AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Where does that money go to?
It's going to Stone Soup.
Yeah.
So every dollar that you get is going directly as another dollar to feed someone with AIDS.
That's right.
There's no administrative costs involved with us.
I was just going to say that what you didn't say is that no one gets paid any money at the Colt 45s. It's all volunteer.
We're all volunteer organizations.
And even things like stamps and whatnot, you know, do not get take if we say it's going to go to Stone Soup, it's going to Stone Soup.
Right.
Every dollar, you know, we'll buy our stamps through our member dues and things like that. You know, we find other means of raising those funds.
That's an amazing organization when you can say 100% of the money you take in goes to the charities. Stephen's wearing a kilt tonight.
And looking very nice.
And he had promised. He just kept his promise.
What promise was that, Jimmy?
You know, I don't get a lot of perks on this show.
A couple of weeks ago, you were shocking some poor man's balls.
And that was just...
Really? Why wasn't I invited?
Wonderful.
Well...
We had Mistress Indigo here, and she had the electric glove.
Ooh.
And she put it on me and had me... her submissive.
Oh, cool.
On the gonads.
Yes, it was.
And it was an amazing.
So you got a double bonus, didn't you?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience because I could look on his face and he wanted to run away, but he wanted it too much.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it's supposed to be.
What a feeling of power I felt.
Jimmy, I love you, but I was closer than you were.
I'm biting my lip, Gerald. Biting my lip.
I told him I was going to get under the table.
Do we have to be good here?
No.
Oh, we don't?
This is not a show.
Radio.
Why start now?
It's after midnight. This is after hours. You know, Queer Voices is the 60 minutes of gay radio.
You know it's bad to be
after
president.
Hours.
Give me a second, would you?
After hours is the David Letterman of gay radio. We don't have to be good here.
People just have to remember, with the Colt 45s, you have to have fun, enjoy yourself.
That's right.
And raise a dollar. At a time.
That's exactly how it works, and stop hitting that table.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I knew I'd break your faith, Jimmy.
I love the older crowd.
See, now that's the whole, that's all of it. That's the part of it, is that you people are very, very serious about raising money.
Yes.
But, you know...
Browse.
Yeah. Boy, howdy. But you have fun doing it, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you have to have fun doing it. Yeah. It's such a serious topic, you know. It's almost necessary for you to have a great time doing it, so that it makes it all. It's not all heavy doom and gloom.
Yes.
It's fun. It's a great
time.
Yes, it
is. Yes, it is.
And having a sick, twisted sense of humor always helps.
Yes, it does. So you have a Christmas show coming up too.
Oh, yes, in December.
Aha! Uh-huh. Well,
just Christmas in time for
show?
Christmas,
that would
right?
be a good time to have a Christmas show. I'd vote December.
You're a lot of help, you know.
Keep wearing the kilt.
Yes. we're the Sunday before Christmas. What is it?
Yeah, it's Sunday right before Christmas.
Like, yes.
Can't remember the exact
date. That's when we give out our annual community awards.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. But and that's a fundraiser too, isn't it?
Yes.
Of course.
We're always raising funds.
Well,
we need the money.
That's the whole idea.
We raise the money and then we just give it away. That's the way it works.
But, you know, these are people that would be without electricity if it wasn't for you. Or they may be thrown out into the street because, you know, the rent, you know, their SSI didn't arrive on time and they can't pay their rent on time and stuff like that. And that's where you people step in.
Yes, we are. What we do, we're the last resort.
Yeah.
We help people and we provide them phone numbers and names of organizations that get the federal funding and regular funding.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't get the funding there, then they come to us and then we provide it.
Yeah. And
so it works out great.
You know, without the Colt 45s, there'd be a lot of more street people, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm very proud to say that we're in our 28th year. Mm-hmm. So. And we've done something good.
Evidently.
Evidently. Long before there were federal funds, people were given money to the community a dollar at a time, and the Colt 45s was one of the very first organizations
Absolutely.
To step up and do that.
Yes.
And we've been doing it continuously ever since about 1980 or something
70.
Like that.
76.
No,
I'm
talking about
started.
The Trouble Fund is like
Trouble Fund was 1980.
Yeah.
1980.
That's about when it first started hitting Houston.
Yep.
And money was not coming from any other source. We had to help ourselves.
That's right.
And I always talk about how proud I am of all the women and lesbian women who pitched in without even a thought. Just jumped right in there to help us out.
And they still do.
And which is why I've been a very big proponent of breast cancer research.
But I want to say one thing, though, that with the Colt 45s and the AIDS Trouble Fund,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people think about we only do for AIDS and gay people.
Oh,
but
no.
We've donated money and paid rent for folks that are straight, that
yes.
have children.
Yes.
Because when we get an application.
This is for people with AIDS and affected by AIDS,
right? It doesn't matter. We don't keep records of if you're straight
uh-huh.
or not. If you have AIDS,
or if you're a man or a woman or anything, we don't care any about it. And the government is all worried about demographics. We're not. The only demographic that we're concerned about with the AIDS Trouble Fund is whether or not you have AIDS.
Yes.
Right.
And
exactly.
that's the defining factor.
And that's all throughout Houston. We get applications that are north, south. It's not just this community. It's all mm-hmm. over the city. And
because
that's really
AIDS
nice.
Is all over this city.
Right. Yes. It's all over the country.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You do such good work. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the BRB, 2400 Brazos Street, right across the street from Speck Liquors. And have wonderful food for $5.
Mm-hmm.
Have a terrific show at 8 o'clock. And spend your money on that silent auction.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Hope to see you there.
Thank you for having us, Jimmy.
You bet. Take
care. Thank you, Jimmy.
We love
and,
you.
And thank you, Stephen.
Oh, thank you.
Now, piece of music.
How come I keep missing that?
Piece of music from the Frustrated Housewives. I know what boys like, and they certainly do. You're listening to it on After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston and 89.5 in Galveston.
I make them. sucker.
That is Gina Young from her CD Intractable, So-Called Straight Girl. And guess what? She is right here in the studio. Welcome
Hi.
To After Hours.
Thank you.
I know how you taste. I love that. That is a terrific ending.
Well, and the best part is it's the straight girls who love that line. It's the straight girls who send me emails and they're like, I'm not a lesbian or anything, but I thought that was so funny when you, like, said that about, like, how come I know how you taste?
California lesbians. Straight girls, I mean.
Yeah, these are all over the place.
That's
Welcome
great.
To Houston. You just did a show tonight, didn't you?
Yes, I did, at the Rhythm Room. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. Lots of lesbians there. Very,
good.
Very nice crowd.
Good. Because you did Wednesday here at 3 to 3:30,
mm-hmm.
Promoting that, and I was able to listen in on that and listen to you do live stuff, and like, whoa, who is this woman? J.D. was right. Of course, J.D. Doyle, of course, is here, the guru of queer music.
Yeah, I alerted Jimmy that this could happen. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Take it away, J.D. I know you've got all the good questions.
Well, these are actually, I pulled out the questions from when I interviewed her in June.
Oh.
I said, they might come in handy.
Oh,
the fact that you saved them, though, really attests to your organizational skills.
Oh, he's the most anal guy you will ever meet. You can't get
in a nice way.
Virgo, are you Virgo?
You can't get
Libra.
A pin up oh. that butt.
And Jimmy would know for some reason.
No. This is your first CD?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Well, I mean, officially.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely sang on some Christian albums back in the 80s, and my band in high school put out. And my band in high school put out some tapes and stuff, and yes, but yes, Intractable is my debut into the world of professional lesbianism.
Quite a debut. Yes. It was good enough to be nominated for an Out Music Award, your first time out.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
It was really nice. It was really.
And you sang at the show last June.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great show.
JD, JD came back and told me about you from that show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
there
cool.
A lot of neat performances. It was a wonderful show.
I was really, really impressed with the overall caliber of all the queer talent out there. Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Where are you from?
Originally Washington, D.C., but I've been living in New York City, Brooklyn for like 6
Brooklyn!
Years Brooklyn in the house!
And this is Northwest Washington, right?
Northwest D.C., yes.
I can tell. No, I can't.
I can't give out any more personal details, okay?
And you do work on plays. You're a playwright?
Yeah, I've done two off-Broadway shows that deal specifically.
Yeah.
Well, they're off-Broadway, you know. They're still
like
kind of small.
Like Detroit, you know.
No, like, you know, lower Manhattan. Both of them were actually done at the WOW Cafe Theater, which is the nation's oldest women's theater collective. Mm-hmm. And it's where, you know, the Five Lesbian Brothers and Holly Hughes and a lot of other really great lesbian performance artists have come out of. Susanna Cook, who's amazing. And yeah, both of the plays I've written, the first was called She Cuts Herself, She Likes to Write, and the second is called Phone Sex Cancer. And they deal with issues that are very particular to young queer women, mm-hmm. to, you know,
the cutting.
Our lives. Yeah.
Cutting. Yeah, that is a phenomenon that I don't know that a lot of guys understand it.
Oh, yeah. Self-injury is, I mean, staggering, the amounts of young women that do it. And it seems like so particular to queer girls, too. And I think it has so much to do with, like, being silenced, you know, and really feeling like we have all this anger and we want to kill someone, but instead we just hurt ourselves, you know?
Ooh.
So these are dramas.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have their funny moments, but mostly, yes, they're depressing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Long runs, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you brought your guitar.
I did.
Uh-huh.
And we're just jumping at the bit here. What are you going to play for us?
I can play anything you guys want to hear. I mean, I was thinking of maybe playing, you know, It's Raining, It's Pouring, Generals Are Boring, also known as Can She Bake a Cherry Pie, if you want to hear that. But I haven't sung that in forever, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, okay. are you going to sing it in the original form?
Am I allowed to curse on the air?
Yes.
Then, yeah. Then why censor when you can...
Yeah.
Can you hear this?
I can hear it.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, but not a lot of pussy. Where are you going to, my pretty